We're following up on a story we covered back in February, a horrific tale of hundreds of children and teenagers sentenced to juvenile detention centers in Pennsylvania because local judges were participating in a multi-million dollar scheme where they received kickback money for sending teens to privately run youth detention centers. Hard to imagine. Now, thousands of youths who had to appear before this corrupt county judge are in danger of losing the ability to sue for damages and court fees. One of the children caught up in this case is 17-year-old Hillary Transu. Her mother, Laureen, joined us in February and joins us again this morning to talk about the latest in their case. Thank you for joining us, Laureen.
Thank you, Amy, for the opportunity to be able to speak about this case.
Thank you. We appreciate it. So, refresh our memory. What happened to your daughter, Hillary?
Basically, Hillary was accused of creating a parody MySpace page of her vice principal. And the case went to court only because I was informed by the officer involved that if I cooperated and did not get a lawyer, things would go easier. So we went to court. The hearing lasted less than 60 seconds, and custody was removed from my husband and I, and Hillary was placed in juvenile detention.
That's just a jaw-dropping story. She was sent to juvenile detention for a parody MySpace? So,
yeah, well, she was adjudicated delinquent. She was actually put in a camp, kind of pending to see how, you know, how she would behave. What I think what people don't realize is when a child is adjudicated delinquent, custody is removed from their parents. And even though there was usually a hearing scheduled in 3 months, that taking away custody, that adjudication could last up until, I think, a few months past their 18th birthday.
Goodness. But,
so we could have been talking about 3 years.
But Hillary's home now. You decided to sue the state. What is the current status of that lawsuit?
I'm not sure exactly. You know, Hillary and I are just regular folks, and we are involved with Juvenile Law Center, and they are actually handling that. They're lifesavers. I don't know what these children would have done without Juvenile Law Center.
It's unbelievable. I understand that there are 6,100 other affected families right now that might not have a chance to go the legal route. What do you say about that? What does this mean to you?
I think Hillary's case might be slightly different because she's one of those named in the case. But for those children, there's no way to make up for this. You know, I've heard the saying you can't unring a bell, and that is so true. But to be able to take legal action and to follow through the proper channels. So here are kids and families saying, okay, we still respect the legal system. We're still going to go through the appropriate steps to fight this. And basically it's being squashed by that same legal system.
Well, I'm sure that these families appreciate that you're fighting for your daughter and for them caught up in this terrible, just really jaw-dropping case. Thank you so much, Laureen, for joining us this morning on such a sensitive and difficult topic. We appreciate it.
Thank you again, Amy, for the opportunity to speak out about this corruption and injustice.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.